And welcome back to another episode of Sheer Motivation Podcast. I'm your host, Delina, and this is season three. Oh my goodness, season three, episode one. And the title of this episode is called Solo Flight. So yes, welcome back to all my listeners. It's just me here by myself, hence title Solo Flight. So for the last several months, I've taken a bit of a break, but thank you so much for tuning in. You can find this podcast on iHeartRadio, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts. If you don't have time to listen and watch on YouTube, that's okay. And I've taken a bit of a break to regroup, recenter, and really hone in on the things that are important, okay? And because I'm here by myself today doing this, hence the title, Solo Flight. My vision for the podcast was really just because I wanted to motivate and encourage myself, right? And in the process, I was like, I can look back on this, but also my kids, my grandkids, great-grandkids can watch this one day, and hopefully it's encouraging to them. And so I find it's a bit cathartic. So, but I had to take a break to recenter, regroup, try to refocus, and really just highlight those things that are important, you know, spending time with my kids, work life, family balance, cultivating my friendships and my personal life, making them stronger, just really trying in this stage to get closer to God. And just allow him and be open to him being on this journey in this portion of my life with me. The world is changing so fast. It's so many moving parts, so many heartbreaking things going on. And I just felt like, man, I just felt like I need God, Jesus, more than I've ever needed him before. And so my vision for this season is to really just have topics that are close in relation to me, whether it's something I recently went through or somebody close to me is going or went through, and just really explore that situation and what it's like for God to enter and just walk that walk with me. That's been the tug of war. I feel like a lot of times it's like good angel, bad angel, you know. And so I'm trying to lean in more of the good one, you know. And so I've taken a break. Like I said, things had to be regrouped, reconfigured, just different areas of my life, you know. Spending that time with myself and really learning the lessons and accepting the lessons, letting go of the emotion behind it has been a journey. And so, you know, there was a solo flight that took place there. So I'm back. I ain't gave up yet. Season three, episode one. I'm excited. The goal of this podcast, if you're a first time viewer, thank you for tuning in. If you're a returning viewer, thank you so much. Please make sure you hit the like, share if you care. Okay. But the goal of the podcast is just to motivate, encourage, and, you know, really just explore real-time events and situations, but just allowing that space where God can come in and you can sit still and listen to his direction, because that's something I really struggle at. I'm a control freak. I like to be proactive about things in my life, and, you know, I like to make decisions and, you know, spot things before they get out of control and, you know, and just, you know, just deal with things head on. And sometimes God gives us seasons in life where we just have to sit and be quiet. And silence is power. Learning is power. And just being grateful to be in this space of evolution where some of those lifelong lessons that I learned, that my mom poured into me when I was a little girl, those little riddles and myths and all of the things, it's like coming into fruition. And I'm just grateful that I'm alive to see it. So, yeah. My vision for season three is just to really be a little bit more comfortable, a little bit more loose. You know, I didn't realize that doing a podcast is so, it's challenging because you have to decide how transparent you're going to be. And I realized you just have to go with it. You know, it's no right or wrong way. People that want to watch can watch, and people that ain't going to watch, that's cool too. Still love ya. You know, but this is my pod and I get to design it and make it what I want it to be and explore topics that I want to explore in the way that I want to explore them. And reality is, even though I'm praying and I'm trying to get closer to God, it's always those moments and those things and those people that remind you of why you need the anointing in the first place. You know, one thing that I'm trying to work on is my cursing. There are some very cuss-appropriate moments. And for me, it just feels great, you know, get a good curse word in there. And so that is one of the things that I'm trying to clean up. I'm trying to clean up the potty mouth. Ooh, but it feels so good, you know. But nonetheless, I'm trying to do better. And again, it's inviting God into this space and saying, Lord, help me clean up. But there goes that tug of war thing again, because it's something about a good curse word that really just, nonetheless, on this solo flight and journey, I'm trying to get better about praying every day, incorporating God into my life. Before my feet hit the floor, I've been just praying for safety, you know, to make it to work, make it back up, because it's some days where I drive pretty race car-ish. So I'm trying to get better at that, you know. And reality is, some people are just not making it home. You know, and so I'm just trying to make these small steps, you know, in the morning before my feet hit the floor, in the evening before my head hits the pillow. I'm trying to just remember and reconnect and saying, Lord, just be with me on this journey. Just inviting him into those spaces and those areas where I feel like I'm not going to make excuses for it. I'm going to recognize it and be like, Lord, help me. Help me here. Because I'm struggling right here, you know. I'm not perfect. I'm not trying to be perfect. I'm still on this journey figuring it out like everybody else. I don't have the right formula, you know. But I'm trying to do better. I'm putting one foot in front of the other. And that is the underlying premise of this episode and really of this season, you know. It's just trying to be better, trying to bring God into that space. And trying to encourage myself and really motivate myself to make better decisions. Just to handle people with care. You know, handle people with care. Everybody don't have it all figured out. I know I sure don't. I know I'm a mess. I'm a mess. And I'm trying to get better. And that's what life is. Evolution. Recognizing, you know, and actually putting action behind. You know, I've been doing this thing where I've been catching myself with the curse words. And like, what the hell? I mean, heck. Why the heck would they do that? You know, I've been trying to catch myself. You know, one of my kids was using some colorful words. And that was like the conviction that I needed. So again, I'm just trying to invite God in every space. Like, Lord, help me. Even when you know, when you out, you see that fine man, you got that spirit of lust. It's like, ooh-wee, you know, help me right here. You know, it's just all of the things, you know, the good, the bad, the ugly. And, you know, that's what it's about. So join me on my flight. It's a solo flight, but I'm inviting you there, okay? And each and every week, you'll see a brand new episode of Sheer Motivation Podcast. Okay, where we are exploring life, love, marriage, divorce, raising kids, work-life balance, friendships, all of the things that life has on the buffet table, the table, you know. But join me every week for a new episode right here, Sheer Motivation Podcast. And if you do not have time to watch on YouTube, that's okay. Spotify, iHeartRadio, and Apple Podcasts. I will see you next week right here. Maybe I'll have a guest. Maybe I won't. But you got to tune in next week to see. Until then, light, love, and happiness. I'll see you next week.